Hello, everyone. It's time again for the Living Letter Ministries radio broadcast. Tell them that preacher back on the air. It's time to live for the Lord. If you're like me and you tried everything first and you're disappointed, buckle down and trust God taking him at his word. It's the best thing that ever happened to me. When I was 20 years old, I had been saved a few months, and life wasn't going the way I wanted it to. But I was glad to be in Christ. I wasn't complaining about him. My plans wasn't happening like I wanted it to. I didn't have the job situation I wanted. And I worked hard as under God, and I was ready for change. I wanted to get in my field. It took me a while to get in my field. And I enjoyed them. I selected my field of work because that's what I like. I like cars. And I went to school for mechanics. I talked about it last week a little bit. I didn't get the job I wanted, but I still worked as under God. I'm saying that because the principles of God work. Now, I didn't like the way things were going. And one day I said, Lord, take my life and do something with it. And what caused me to say that was the fact that I had studied the word and man just didn't get it. God was always trying to bless mankind, but they always chose alternatives. Starting with Adam, God put two trees in the garden. Tree of life, he can freely eat of every tree, but don't eat off the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Now Adam didn't know what sin was, and God didn't want to tell him what sin was. It wasn't important for man to know what sin was. But everything of God, the kingdom of heaven is a voluntary kingdom. Everybody that's part of the kingdom of God, they want to be in the kingdom of God, and they do things the way of the Lord. Now, the words of God, they are life. They are life, and God will not do you wrong. When he gives you advice, he gives you the best advice. He gives you the kind of advice that's going to heal your life and bless your life and cause you to prosper in every way. Now, but what did Adam do? First, he told his wife, don't bother that tree. Don't eat off it. Don't touch it or you'll die. Because that's what she said. But when the serpent came, oh, you won't die. God just know that you'll be like him. You'll be like the gods and you'll know the difference between good and evil. So what did they do? She ate off it. Then he ate off it. An alternative. And everything changed. The glory of God left him. He knew he was naked because he was clothed in the glory of God. He saw shadows for the first time because the glory of God was gone. The earth started producing weeds instead of food. And he had to till the ground and fight the ground to grow him something to eat. He had a hard time because he didn't trust God. He trusted a serpent. And now, to enter the kingdom of God, you got to trust God and reject the serpent. We enter the kingdom of God saying that we believe on Jesus Christ from our heart. It has to be from your heart. It has to be sincere. It has to be faith, or it won't work. Now, it's important. When you enter the grace of God, you have to select Jesus and you reject the influence of Satan. Now, last week we're still talking about end times. That's the main thing. But we have to learn in order to have victory in the end times, you have to trust God and take him at his word. Who can, in Ecclesiastes, chapter 6, verse 10, it says, that which has been is named already, and it is known that it is man. Neither may he contend with him that is mightier than he, seeing that there be many things that increase vanity, what is man the better? For who knoweth what is good for man in this life? All the days of his vain life, which he spends as a shadow, for who can tell a man what shall be after him under the sun? Now, I want to explain something. These words were written by King Solomon. Solomon wrote the Proverbs first, and then he wrote the book of Ecclesiastes. Now, before he wrote the book of Ecclesiastes, he disobeyed God. He married, he had 1,000 wives, well, 700 wives and 300 concubines. And those wives, together with Pharaoh's daughter, the one he married, turned his heart like God told him they would. So he lived some years according to the world and out of covenant with God. Then he returned to the Lord and wrote about everyday life as a man captured by the world. Now, this book is a very important book. It starts off saying vanity of vanity, all is vanity. All is not vanity. The life of God is not vanity. It's not vain. It's not a vain life. If you believe on Jesus Christ and you live for God, that's not a vain life. He's talking about a worldly life, a man living apart from God. See, when he wrote Proverbs, he wrote it as a man in covenant with God. But now he's looking back at his worldly condition, and he's writing about it. That's why I said his vain life. Because the life of God is not vain, but the life of the world is. Last week we talked about how every decision has a future attached to it. And what you have to realize, if you don't want to live in a disadvantage, you're going to have to take God at his word. And you're going to have to choose things and do things according to God's perfect will. Now, who can tell a man what's going to happen and he believe it? You're going to have to take God at his word by faith and trust. You're just going to have to trust God. Adam trusted the serpent. And now we got to trust God and take him at his word if we want to live. Because there's a future attached to every decision you make. As you choose the life of God, it's a healing way. It's a way that does work. And it produces fruit. As you follow him, you cannot fail, even while it's looking like you're failing. Because remember, the world runs backwards to God's kingdom. It's an alternative. The whole world system, all the problems you see, the murder, everything you see is a condition from turning their back on God. And there's no peace. Deception's everywhere. But I thank God that his ways work. As you endeavor to do God's will, you're going to get a lot of negative advice. You're going to be called names because people don't like change. But the word of God will build you up and give you the strength you'll need to do what you got to do. And now last week I read about 1 Peter. If you read the whole book of 1 Peter, take time and read the whole book as one chapter. It's divided into chapters, but read the whole book in one setting. because one chapter follows another. One chapter starts off, therefore, is following chapter one. Chapter three starts off, likewise, following chapter two. But when you read it as a whole chapter, it shows you how to prosper no matter what. If you want your life to work, take God at his word. Do the things Jesus taught when he taught the Sermon on the Mount. Do the things he taught the people. Take on the same attitudes that he had. It's called the Beatitudes, the way to be attitudes. Do it in love. Operate 1 Peter in love, sincere love, and you can undo what Satan has done. Your faith is required. That's living by faith, according to Habakkuk chapter 2, verses 1 through 4. The just shall live by his faith. Those that operate in faith, they don't have to turn. They don't change with the wind. You can be stable and not break. Now, it's important to know these things. God doesn't change. And the life that he's given us requires it. He requires us to live by our faith. And it works because he knows that it works. And I love God. I love his ways. They work. I talked about last week how whenever I go back, they'd ask me, where you working now? I was still working for myself. I worked as under God on a job, endeavoring to be a mechanic there. I never was the kind of mechanic I wanted to be. I ended up doing glass and trim. I started off washing cars and parking cars. But I worked as under God. And God promoted me. And I learned to do electrical work and glass and trim, things that I didn't learn at school. I got a chance to learn a part of working on cars that I didn't have before. And then the whole business slowed down and they let me go. I felt terrible. I never lost a job because I always worked as under God. But when I realized that it was the Lord, because I used to go to work every morning. Lord, I want my own business. I'm tired of people playing with my life. That's how I would pray. And when the business slowed down and they let me go, then Jonah's off the boat. I guess the business picked back up. Because the first week, I made more money than I did on that job. I thank God for how he turned things around. And I stayed in business for years. And it wasn't easy, but it worked. In 1 year, I was able to restore a truck and work out of that truck. I had an air compressor. I bought tools that first year. Everything worked. Because when you do it God's way, it always works. And don't be afraid of hard work, because if you trust God, you're going to do some work. It's not a get-rich-quick scheme. The life of God is not a get-rich-quick scheme. It's a plan of life. Remember, Satan has the schemes, but God has a plan. If you do his word, it will work. No matter what's going on, it works. So get involved with what he's doing, because it's beautiful. The wisdom of 1 Peter will heal every relationship if you do it. I'm talking to wise people, people that want better. You're going to have to take God at his word. Now, I'm not going to go to 1 Peter because I don't have time to, but you can. And study that chapter. Study that whole book as one chapter. Start reading and keep reading and endeavor to do those things. And if you want peace in your life, study Philippians especially chapter 4. Chapter 4 breaks it down and teaches you how to operate in peace. But when things don't change as quick like you think they should, you can still enjoy the peace of God. And your prayers avail much. And you think on the thoughts of God, it changes everything. Because when you have a good attitude and you work as under God, you change everything. Everything. And I thank God for that. Now I want to invite everyone, we do accept donations. Living Letter Ministries, 300 Mulberry Road, Birmingham, Alabama, 35214. And visit the website. I got new writings on the website called newlivingletters.com. I believe in being progressive. And when people give to a ministry and they help God do his work, when Peter let Jesus borrow his boat, Jesus turned around and told him where the fish were. He said, drop your nets, for there's a great haul. He dropped one net like the broke it. Then they came and put the other nets down like he said in the first place. The Lord is going to bless you. When you give to a ministry, any work of God, a true work of God, he's going to bless it. And I want everybody to go, you can hear these broadcasts on newlivingletters.com and check out the new writings that's on there. Now, till next time, remember, I love you, God loves you, and Jesus is our Lord. He has so much to say, rich things to say, because he loves to fellowship with his people. Now, remember, I love you, God loves you, and Jesus is our Lord.